I mean, I don't know anything anymore. I asked. I was hoping Eliyahu Levine would be there. He didn't show up. He was supposed to be there. I don't know what happened. My brother set me up to sit right next to him. So I was waiting. I came with a whole list of things that I wanted to ask him. So, and then between that, he didn't show up. And between the story with the that they killed Grossman, it was a little umedik, a little umedik last night. All right. I'm usually not like I'm usually pretty upbeat. Okay. Anyways, yesterday we, and the day before, whatever, we were talking that it's very shayich that the whole iser is only when you do it derech rechitza. If you don't do it derech rechitza, it's stuck in problem. It's stuck in problem. So, lo yitzir, I take a cloth. And I want to wash my forehead, hand, face, right? Even b'chamin shehuchmu b'shabbos, that's not where the problem is. The problem is b'chitza. They didn't answer, you know, nikui aponim al yidei mayim or nikui.
Even b'chamin shehuchmu b'shabbos?
I don't think they asked. I'll tell you the emes.
So why did they do that?
Two things. First of all, give me one second. I'll explain to you what I mean. But I'm explaining to you. But pan of yada v'raglov derech rechitza. Pan of yada v'raglov derech rechitza.
Stam washcloth on your face.
Put washcloth on my face.
Why did they use a washcloth by the
tinner? Oh, so that's l'chayr would be a right, not like what I'm saying. L'chayr, that would be a raya, and the ishish leveshes levanim mishtabura. Yeah, that's what bothers me. But I'll tell you why I'm saying this. The truth, first of all, mitzdayer, I showed him the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas writes clearly that the case of the bir alacha is that a guy takes a shower every day and he feels uncomfortable for not taking a shower. That's called a mitzdayer. Shmir Shabbos Kolchas. No, that's not what he brings. He brings this bir alacha. He quotes this bir alacha. Mitzdayer's
I'm not saying that.
That's what it means. A mitzdayer. Any mitzdayer. Guy
said,
is over.
All we said was that istinus is a mitzdayer.
A guy is
not going to say that somebody that takes a shower every day is called an istinus. It's pretty acceptable.
It's pretty, yeah. He's trying to
say istinus means an abnormal person.
That was in those days abnormal. Nowadays, since everybody
Shabbos, when a guy walks and he's hot and he feels mitzdayer, it's the same mitzdayer.
What's the difference? It's called mitzdayer, whatever the degree, when a guy is sweating
and he's mitzdayer, that's what it means. That's all it means. It's the same thing.
It's time somebody's uncomfortable.
But that's what the case is. A guy takes a shower every day and he feels uncomfortable. That's
somebody
what it says.
Takes every day. So doesn't use the
guy takes a shower. Who doesn't take a shower? Everybody takes a shower every day. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying how many people do it nowadays.
He's not talking about Gamliel. He's talking about a K. Halach Lamai. Shmir Shabbos Kolchas telling you a story.
In those days, was an instance because he was.
And Rev Gamliel is.
Nowadays, it's not one person who does it. It's a lot of people that do it.
So he's telling you that you're allowed to do it. So I'm asking why you're allowed to do it.
Okay, but I'm saying it's a.
So why you allowed to do it?
It's
a higher degree of comfort. A guy who wants to take a shower because he takes every day, that's called uncomfort. That's a higher degree of uncomfort.
I don't know. If he meant instance, he would say instance.
He's not talking about an
istinus. Is a real word.
It's a real word. Term. It's a famous term.
Because it's unusual.
Shops, you're pushing it without being accepting. You have to accept that if a guy takes a shower every day, and it's normal for him, it's what he's trying to say. You feel he doesn't feel comfortable. That's what he's saying. The mitzdayer means very. It's a very small darga of mitzdayer.
Where is this?
Shmir Shabbos Kolchas. That's the case he brings. That's how he learns up the bir alacha. You see, and he quotes this bir alacha. It's klar. This is klar. Mitzdayer is very little. Okay. The second akuda that I want to bring out is, I told him that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchas says clearly that the case of the bir alacha of mitzdayer is when a guy showers every day and he doesn't feel very uncomfortable. He doesn't shower. That's all it is. That's already called a mitzdayer. Yeah, it's possible. Now the other shayla that I want to bring out is that when a person washes pan of yad v'raglov, it could be it's all three together. It's the guy's bathing himself that way. But if a guy wants to wash his face in a sink, there's a problem of pan of yad v'raglov. Ah, sachidish nifla. Sachidish nifla.
How do you do all of them together?
In a bath. A guy walks into a bath. That's what I'm trying to tell you. A guy walks into a bathtub and he can wash pan of yad v'raglov only. Lamaisa, that's called that. If you read the Mechaber, it's there in the Mechaber. It's there. Read it. Read the Mechaber. he talks about Bikli or Bikarka. What is Bikli or Bikarka? What does that mean? I'll explain what Bikli or Bikarka. It means a bath. That's what he means. He means a mikveh.
I thought the Rebbe was saying at one time.
What I mean to say is that if a guy would take a cloth and washes his face with a cloth, there's no problem with chalateis. That's what I want to tell you. Period. End of story. That Mishnah Bura that talks about Nashim, maybe it's that she wants to walk into a bath and clean herself that way. That's the story. She wants to shower herself. But Anna Hanami, maybe she could clean herself. He says you should do it. I tried to sell to a few Talmid Chacham yesterday by the Bar Mitzvah. They didn't buy it, but I don't think they know that well. Sugis, you know, I don't think, you know. No, what I mean to say is you got to really want to know the pshat. You got to really want to say, Vos steht in Shulchan Aruch. He talks about a kli. Does he talk about karka? Does he say bohem? Does it say clearly, Asa lirchitz upon him? Is that what it said? Don't say it anyway. It doesn't say it. It doesn't say that. It talks about that you want, yeah, read it. Read the Lashon, no?
Asa lirchitz chayduf avil kawaiwe.
What is bein bekli? What does that mean? What's the difference what it is? If there's an Isser Achitz, it makes a difference where the water comes from. Can you explain that to me? Huh? Because that's what I'm trying to say. So it has to, you see that it has some shaykhs to be doing. Why don't you just say, you're not allowed to wash your face. Finish. End of story. Why don't you just say, you're not allowed to wash any of your parts of your body. Finish. End of story. I'll tell you really where I have a shtickle riot to this. The Aruch HaShulchan Taka brings down that by the case of Dalit and Hay, it's not talking about Paishrim. Paishrim is Taka talking about very hot water. I showed it to Rabbi Yael. Why? Because he says it doesn't make sense. Paishim is not derech hachitza, and the way he's doing it is not derech hachitza. And it has to be that it's only also derech hachitza. Hachashuch in the brackets. You see the brackets there? Go ahead. Read those brackets on Dalit. So you see that there's a yesod called derech hachitza. You see, Klal, there's something called derech hachitza. I don't know. Stam to go and wash. Take some hot, warm water and wash your face with it. I'm not asking to the whole thing. This makes sense. Chokham Erev Shabbos? Chokham Erev Shabbos anyway, Mutta Pana Yadav. I'm talking even if it's Chokham on Shabbos. Something that's Chokham on Shabbos, but you can't wash your face with it. It's a chit, the acid of chit, and they didn't ask it to clean your face without water, warm water. The acid of chit, they did not ask her cleaning your face. Okay, you don't like it, I like it. I hold of it, and one day you'll see that it's going to be accepted. I don't know, maybe not.
So I guess that the Mishavur,
when it's talking about
the
Kri or the
Karka, some of
when you're talking about the Kri, that's not
when you go into the bath.
No, but he goes even Panayad
Raglov.
No, that's it. So that's what I'm telling you. So that's what I'm telling you. You see that even in the Sugya of Panayad Raglov, you want to shtel it back to the Gzeira with Kaili and then Karka has to do with a mikveh. If it has nothing to do with Kaili and has nothing to do with Karka, there's a problem. Well, Who said
we tried to shtel it back too? A person never washes Panayot of Raglov in the bathtub.
Sure you do. How else do you wash Panayot of Raglov? Raglov? In the sink?
I don't know.
Raglov and Panav and Yadav in the sink. Because it's a Muslim washed the feast in the sink.
In
that was the whole taina today. You know the taina.
The
dilemma is not worldly enough for me. I need the dilemma to be more worldly a little bit.
They can put it in the bucket.
One of the biggest lawsuits now in Detroit is full of Muslims. So they have in that they go into the
wash their feet
in the sinks of the bathroom. The dilemma is chalashi.
The regular. What does that mean? They stand up in the sinks?
No, it's the feet.
They
in
put
the
their feet in the sink. First of all,
they sit on the counter.
They sit on the counter, and they put their feet in the sinks, and they wash. It was a whole lawsuit. So they make now special foot sinks for them in Detroit. You guys are tzaddik. Mufka from the valley.
What? After season, the basic case, they clean themselves differently.
They clean themselves differently. Okay, I hear. Okay, let me tell you, when you're para adam, it's not a kasha. Whatever the behemoths do, that's what they do. Okay, Rabbi Isai, bekitzer, that's sugya number two. It could be that the isser is bathing. That's it. Okay.
And again, what about the tinnik?
I don't know. So maybe the pshat and the tinnik is the same story, that you're taking him in a bathtub and washing him with vapor. You put him in one of those things and you wash him with vapor. But I don't know, to take a rag and to put it on a person's face and wash his face.
Was that water with the tinnik patient?
That's chit already to use a rag.
If you don't do it, derech chit, there's a way to do it. It's not derech chit.
The water with the tinnik,
the water with the tinnik? When we, the high, when by the mile, by the story with Tavkuf Yer Aleph, you mean?
Yeah.
With this, yeah, it's Paisha. It's even hot. You need to be hot.
Yeah, I'm for hot, I understand why there's no Eitzah, but Paisha
and... So Paisha B'chol Shaila, that we discussed yesterday, is Paisha, I mean, that way, I did already. I'm not even going to go, the Chacham Tzvi is beautiful. I don't know if you decided, I read the whole thing this morning. It's a classic. It's a classic tshuva. Beautiful, beautiful tshuva. Whatever it is, you want it to be Tayyib Ben Hashmash, as you saw the whole tshuva. Who brought me the tshuva? You brought it to me? Yeah, you brought it to me? Who put it on my shtanda? See, it's beautiful. Rabbi's take it home with you. It's a Chacham Tzvi. He says that could be the heter is only Ben Hashmashes, that she should do it. She should go to the mikvah Ben Hashmashes. Are you not supposed to go Ben Hashmashes? Maisa, you're allowed. You've been stomach. Yeah, it's a heter. It's because
I didn't come
in. The washing Samaeli should be matter to Ben Hashmashes. A beautiful Chubat. Amalek and Chubas were Gedali Eilam, and they looked at every angle at the Sugah. They looked at every angle of it. Then he brings down that the Yerushalayim is different. You're not supposed to later. It's a beautiful tshuva. Bottom line, this Mishnah Berurah is not clear that there's a heter paishim. The way I learned up the Mishnah Berurah, could be it's only by mikvah mitzvah. But stam paishim is not a heter. Good? That's what we came out. Maskana from that Mishnah Berurah, right? Then when the Mishnah Berurah says paishim, maybe it's only together with mikvah. Okay. What's the shear of paishim? That's another tumul nachrayim, and then we'll start moving on. Shear paishim. Til the David. Anything that you feel hot? Hot is hot. Who says a shear? As long as it's hot. Okay.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know. He means to say...
Hot is awesome?
I don't know. What?
Til David, I think, says more than Chaim Reich.
A little more than Chaim Reich. He says, whatever's hot, it's hot. That's what he says.
And then it's awesome.
That's awesome. Ramayishin the Chuvah is Chelik Dalit, Saif Siminayin Dalit, says it depends on what normal of the weekday is. What's a normal hot shower? Anything less than that is called Paishim and Mutter. Why? Because Ramayishin is learning it has to do with the Gzeirah. Whatever the Bavlonim do. So, male, anything less, a beautiful Chuvah. This is what it is. It has to tie it back to the Gzeirah. Hilchas Rechitz is not a din. I'm sure you could say it is. There are those that probably say, Sadin, Sadin Chaim, Sadin Paishim, or whatever the Shiurim are. He wants to say this way. Or let's see it. Whatever Chaim, Yatzi led this, whatever the Shiurim are. It's hot to tell me the Shiurim for Chaim and not Chaim. He's right. Okay. The Chashul Chan says, whatever's called Chaim. Whatever the island calls Chaim is called Chaim. Whatever the island calls Paishim is called Paishim. And that's it. Now, Shem Zalman has a very nice Chiddush. That if I mix together hot together with cold, then it could be mutter. Why? Because that's not called hot. That's called warming up the cold. It shouldn't be cold.
Yeah, but it has to be both the yetzer and the spirit.
It's beautiful word. Even in the Issa Paishrim, even in the Issa Paishrim, no, so you could have a lot. Let's see, you have a lot of cold water.
Yeah,
put in boiling hot water, it's mutter, because it right away becomes cold.
Yeah, that's
Hatal Gaber. It becomes, right, if you have much more, so it's mutter. But now it's Paishim. Paishim is Asur, right? Mishnah Berurah. We learned Mishnah Berurah. That's not called Paishim. That's not called Cham. Because you just did it to take off the sting of the cold. So he says that's mutter. So I had a Shiloh. What happens if it's the other way around then? Let's say you start off with the hot water and you put in the cold. Well, I say, Bishlam, you start with the cold. What? No, but you put a lot. I'm talking about tons of cold water.
So much at one time that Mamish cools it off.
Mamish cools it off right away.
If you cold water, it keeps on being, what's it called?
It's mutter. Lalacha both came. We learned this in Hilchos Bishul. If you put so much cold water, it's mutter. So I just cleared in Reb Shlomo Zalman's Psach, what happens? Why, you could say, if the Pshat is I'm just cooling off, I'm just heating up the cold, what happens if it's the other way? I take Mamish hot water, but you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. I put tons of cold water in this. But what?
It's not how you do it. It's again, don't to the Xavier now.
Okay.
Don't to, if it's a certain temperature, it's not time
good
to the Xavier.
Let's. I agree with you, but I'll tell you the answer. I want to move because I want to get to this to Megillah. I gave out a contrast on Megillah. What? Okay, well, last the final thing. Tzainin, how about cold water? You're allowed to wash in cold water. Shmir Shabbos, Kilchas, Perik Yibay, Simen Yosef Yer Aleph. Shmir Shabbos brings down Chash Shchita, V'haitza, and therefore the minig is not in Tzainin. Even though technically there should be no problem. The whole thing is Mayim Chayim and Tzainin, and Paishim. So if it's not chamin and paishim, it should be mutter. No, but you have a problem with schita and aitzan, therefore the minig, he says, became this. Okay. Ramosha says, the tshuva say bazai, if lu yitzuya, there's no problem with aitzan, there's an eruv. So then you'll have to go in the...
About schita.
What? Oh. So I guess schita, he says, you should do it in a way that there should be no schita. Hey, if there's no chash of Hitzoev, she can't make a sign. Aye, what do you do with Tzchita? So maybe the pshat is that he's not washing his hair, maybe. If the guy's not going to wash his hair, then it should be mutter.
Not drying the hair.
Not washing.
Well, he's going to mikvah.
But you have a chash Tzchita, he might come to dry it. Isn't that one of the problems? B'chashad, he might come to dry it. That's the chash. You might come to be mighty, you might come to dry it. That's the chash. I didn't bring the Shmir Shabbos of Chasuk. That's his chash. Brings from the Maril. That since he might come to be mighty, or you might come to dry your hair, therefore it's Aser. So Ramosha comes out and he says that if it's no chash, it's what about the schid? I guess maybe you're not washing your hair.
Interesting question. Shmir says,
yeah.
He says, "I only come on chafalif." So he says, "Kasa paiskim de nagel shalalich it's klal even by tzaynin."
Right.
Benaro b'mikvah. The most of the schita sar.
Because you have a problem of because mikvah's very heavy in me.
I don't know what.
What about shower not?
You don't say in your down in your house.
Right.
It's mashma that even the minug doesn't apply to the house.
Maybe.
Does that make sense?
Maybe.
I mean, I'm just being
with that. I mean, they said that that's the case.
What's the reason why there's more likely to be schita by the nar than mikvah?
It's a lot.
And my bathtub not.
No. Well, you don't have a tzah in the house. That's what he wants.
I understand. Fine.
What about the schita chelik?
He only mentions schita.
He only mentions schita chelik. Mm. I'll look into it. I'll call upon him. Let's see. It's fine to do. It's fine to take showers on Shabbos. It's cold water. There's no problem. Let's see. Ravadi. They all. No, because they all. There's no shash. Plain and posh here. Ha'im mutter Shabbos lirchus kol gub b'mayim kar meves merchatz. Mutter. Lirchus b'mayim. Shabbos let's see. Perik lamid hey. Reish page reish nun aleph. You have abba base merchatz. You get lazir boy. It's all mutter. Why? Because it's chesbrinus. It's mutter. Shin Chavav, Sif Aleph, Paisha, Mutter, Shabura, that's it. See, he cheats a little bit, you know that, right? Akaponim, Amayim, Paisha, Mutter, V'chein, Kosmish, Rosif, Sa'an, Zayin, right? I told you that's not Mucha. Erev
Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Unless he learns something from Erev Shabbos.
I don't know. But whatever it is, he's definitely learning the Mishtabura that Paisha is Mutter. You see, that's how he's learning this Mishtabura. Okay, that's what I wanted to show you. Okay? Let's move on. That's it. Okay, we touched enough. Showers. Don't take showers on showers. Next. Now, Hilchus Kriyas. Even with all my heterik, don't do it. Now, Hilchus Kriyas Megillah. Right? Let's go, Rabbi Say. So, for the next 2 weeks, we have to Zacharin Chag Bechag. This because already would have started 4 weeks ago. Chag Bechag. But, all right, we'll do it with 2 weeks. Okay, so here's a Kuntras, Rabbi Say.
This could be handling.
Zachar, no? Now, they're phenomenal Zachar. We have beautiful Tarant Zachar, by the way. We'll get to it. Rather than the Yeshiva put out a Kuntras also, the same type of Kuntras on Zachar. I'll get you all these things. We'll get it.
Next week is Zachar?
Huh?
Next week
is Zachar. Okay, so here, take out the. You take a Mishnebura, I'll hold notes. You take a Mishnebura, you hold notes. So let's go. So together we'll. And by tomorrow, I'll figure out how I can get you all notes. That's all. Okay, how many times did Baisi read the Megillah twice? That everybody knows?
It says in my notes.
You know, how many times you read the Megillah on Purim?
Twice.
That's good. Unless you're Balkaira or you're Briska. Whatever. Good. So Chayavim Likris and Megillah Pamayim Bapurim. Okay, Achas Balayla Vachas Bayayim. The only thing is, there's a very big tumult, which is the Ikar Kriyas and Megillah. That you know, right? That's a Mechlek Sushainim.
The
Pashas, the days. The day, Tysus. Okay. So, Mi Ikar Mitzvah Sabayayim, Ayin Tysus Megillah, Dalam and Aleph, Rosh, Ran, Rajbar, Ritzvah, Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. And even according to the Rambam, that Yimavara Shechianu, Bayayim, yeah? Ayin Gra, Shemavara Shechelik Alzah Rambam. Okay? Right, I feel like Ram the Mavar Hashachyan Lakhir when you mavar the Shachyanu.
It's a Ramahold Zikr is the day.
Faket. So why is he making the faket? It's a mistake. It's supposed to be Ayin Tez Megillah. I feel like Ram the Mavar Hashachyanu. The Rambam holds
no.
Yavar Shabalaila. It's a mistake, Mr.
No, it's not a mistake. Even the Rambam that says he makes Shachyan Bayom, so you might want to bring a riot from there. Oh, that he holds Ikr Bayom.
Yes, it's a mistake. That's what it should have said. It's a mistake. Rambam says you mevarach shachianu twice. That's what he means. It's a mistake. He means it's me. It's funny.
So where are your notes?
Where are my notes? It's the Talmidim, they wrote it up. They made a small mistake. It's rather beautiful. It's rather written very well, so don't worry about it. Okay, Chanukah Megillah. Right, so machlokes is when you make the shachianu.
I've been mistaken enough.
Okay, so basically what I try to bring out is that really there's no nafkamina lamaisa, right? What's the nafkamina, which one is ikka, which one's tough, right? Okay, I have a shtickle nafkamina.
Let's say you're only able to do one, you're in jail.
I mean, they're both chiyuvs, what's a chiyuv?
No, but one's midi v'kabbalah.
Oh, so I talk about that, that's not so partial, we'll talk about that. So right away the first line is already a mistake.
Okay.
It's supposed to be Var Shachianu by Hai Son. Look,
so maybe you want to prove from here.
So maybe you're going to want to prove no, the Gaon explains because since the mitzvah, it's the first time you're doing it, so Mamela doesn't mean that it's Iker and Tav. Okay, so that's the Gaon. There is a Rekeach. The Paiskim come out with a Shaila. Misha Shiachal Kaim Rakhadamem. Ezem Yasa, Radbaz, Archashulchan, Hisik Shiachal Shalaila. The Archashulchan says, even though the Ikr is Bayayim, you should still read the one of the Laila. Right? Why? Because you never know. You know what I mean? Whatever's in front of you, right? Whatever. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, right? It's in front of you now. We can make a cheshbon. What? Not right? Now is now. Was Yiddish up? Was zicha zicha? Right now you could do it.
Who said it's now? Maybe I'm holding before Purim. If I do this, I won't be able
to. That's what he's saying.
That's what
Aruch HaShulchan
says. That's what he means.
It's an Aruch HaShulchan like this. The Aruch HaShulchan, you'll have to pay attention because a lot of things within. It's written in a way that I wanted it. I wanted it to be very bekitzer. I don't know if you see. Ayin Radbaz, Aruch HaShulchan, Hisik Shikr Shalaila. You don't even know what that means. But even if you learn Ikr's Bayoim, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, you're still supposed to choose the Laila one. But most Paiskim say not like that. Ayin Chayodam, Shemechakim Mehayoyim Lamacha B'mitzvahs. That's the cloud that we wait. That if you could do today and you could do tomorrow and you know that tomorrow is more important. Okay, Ayin Chacham Tzvi, Kuvav V'oid. Point being that there are many Achreinim that say, since the Ikka is Bayoyim, wait for the Yoyim. If it's a question of two, wait for the Yoyim. Okay? So this is the shock of attire and the Bekitzer over there. I feel bad because if they would see it inside, they'd hop. There's a lot of things going on in here.
No, I'm sure.
Okay. Anyways, Miu, Dug Mizu, Kayoim, Loy Shchicha. Lamaisa, what's in a get today? You know anybody that's in a get has to make a decision between Yoim and Laila? It's really relevant, right? It's come out, not shaykh, the whole story.
Somebody's in the hospital and only one person could, a guy could come in one time.
It's a little, okay, you know of such cases? It's shver cases. The point being that this is where the toises begin. For a person has to choose. Okay.
But
the person has to choose between night and day, since the Ikka is by Yom, so we pick the Yom. Okay. Lamaisa, then I come and I say. Exactly. See, Shabsala? That's it. That's where I say, now base. Avel Choyra, ye ken agel in Yinza. Okay, you can read it. Go ahead. Yezakel in Yinza. Go ahead, why not?
Choyra, ye ken agel in Yinza.
Alay naktina shagrisa megil tchichin lachs achem minyan asara. Virak, in the F Shabasar Kaisim Yachid. Shulchan Aruch, go ahead and look it up. Tafrei Tzadik Sif Yud Ches. You're supposed to have a minion of Asara. V'im Beis Ahi Kair Noisim B'Tzim Beis HaKnesses. Okay? Afilu yesh loy kuf anoshim beveisim mitzalech labeis haknesses mishum beroivam hadras melech mishtaburus yivkan samabey b'shem magen avram.
What, in your house you have 100 and the shul you have 200?
You have 200. So there's halach. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns the Mevatn Talmud Torah and Shmur Mikra Megillah. Reb Chaim learns the Mevatn Talmud Torah because it's a Kamas and Eichas, famous Reb Chaim. Pirsum Megillah is doch Torah. Torah says, no, it's not. It's like Zag and Tilim.
But some are
masked,
but that Pirsum Megillah is different because it doesn't have a din Torah.
Right, Kamas and Shul Torah, the Kamas and Torah. Okay. That's passion. Not what Reb Chaim meant. Reb Chaim meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Chasuchah learns a little different. Mevatn Talmud Torah is to go for the Beroivam Hadras Melech. Guy sitting and learning, so he has to stop learning to travel to the big Bes Medrash for the Beroivam Hadras Melech. That's Reb Chaim. Talmud Torah Lishmai Mikra Megillah.
That's not Bittul Torah.
Right.
To stop a
gathering
of Torah.
But that's the Bittul Torah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know if that would be called Bittul Torah in.
Sure, it's Bittul Torah. Stopping. Why not? Stopping to learn, you're taking a waste of time. You're wasting time.
You're doing a mitzvah. Why is there any other mitzvah?
But you're not doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah you can do anyway. It's for the Berei Vom.
I've understood that, Reb Chaim.
Why?
What's the
shirt that Reb Chaim?
I
hope every yeshiva guy must know that, Reb Chaim. You know that?
No, I agree.
Must know it. That Kriyas, not must know that they must, meaning must they mechuyev to know it. That's what I mean.
What does it say?
Reb Chaim says Kriyas Megillah Echelon Teira. So how can you invite Talmud Torah Shmur Mikra Megillah? Teretz is a Megillah, this is Pesukim, I had Pesukim, I said, Mechad Tachlan, Tachlan Biyo, what are you talking about?
It's not possible, no one ever says Mevat Lam Talmud Torah Mishum Kriyas HaTayr every week.
Let me tell you something, I grew up, yes,
I know that.
Yes, and that's the chinuch that we in Litta. That was the chinuch in Litta. I grew up hearing this Reb Chaim from a child. How could you sit there?
Not
what was bothering Reb Chaim? That's all.
Tilim zogers.
What was his question?
Litta fleck mishchayim.
You want to be mechanach the kinder gewaldig.
You know, I still hear it ringing in my ears. The Litvish Eden was like a shrine. Tilim Zuggers. I grew up the view of Kurt Zenga Tilim. My father told me a very big advice. My father told me, till today, he can't touch him. In my house, we never had the Mayana Shel Torah. See, today, nobody touches Mayana Shel Torah, but there was a
tekufa,
Mayana Shel Torah, because they had them Shulchan Gavayin, it's the Litvish of Mayana Shel Torah, but Lamais, Mayana Shel Torah was a classic, who didn't touch a Mayana Shel Torah? Every Yid learned Mayana Shel Torah, yeah? My father didn't have it in the house, my father didn't touch it, and he told me why, because when he was a bach in Yeshiva in Beis HaTalmud, my father's a tremendous masman, an unbelievable masman, so by breakfast, he used to take the Mayana Shel Torah and sit with it. He says one day he sees like a towering figure, like a shadow on top of him. The blade was very tall. The blade was staring over his shoulder. And he sees that he's learning Mayana Shel Torah. Und anders passt dich nicht. So it's all in here. Mayana Shel Torah. The what? The blade?
No, I'm not Chris, they're saying that.
Mayana Shel Torah. They have a hatred to the Mayana Shel Torah. I'm telling you, listen to me. The Litvish Eilam hates the Mayana Shel Torah. It's like a, because it's easy. He took easy and he made it easy. It was vertlach hayitach. When my father said, since then, Reb Leib Zug was choyder the Toich Liba with such fear that he could never touch a Mayana Shel Torah. And my father's not like that. My father's such an easy. I'm telling you a mice I heard from my father 100 times. My father told me my Yana Shel Torah never brought into the house. He never touched it. And my father's not the type. He's not like a chasser Reb Leib Malin father. But Moshe doesn't care. Moshe doesn't care about anything. He's very liberal, open minded. But he said that the fear that Reb Leib instilled in him for touching or a thing left mamish for l'dayri day. My father, I'm telling you, you come to the Shabbat with the Mayana Shel Torah, he doesn't look there. I'm telling you, it's like a pachat. The Mayana Shel Torah. That was your place. My father told me another very nice story. During breakfast, he was eating breakfast in Yeshiva in Beth Talmud. My father told me another mice that he. my aunt was in the bungalow colony by my Zaydim, saying for the summer. He was during the week in yeshiva, my father. So my aunt asked him to bring up a dress for Shabbos. So he hung it up on the hook. You know, in those days, they used to have a hook.
Also, Reb Leib, no?
I'm telling you, Reb Leib.
I don't know.
Reb Leib walked over to my father and he tells him, Meisha, the vase was hanged by the end of the car. My father's thinking, what's hanging by me? Okay, you know, he says, a boy's dress hanged by the end of the fenster by the car. So what? He said, they instilled such pachad. And my father told me that he ripped the thing out of the, you know, what's it, a blazer, Hardetsky. He ripped the water fountain out of the blazer. They brought a water fountain in Beis HaTalmud, in the hallway. They brought a water fountain.
It was in
water
the hallway, cooler. Not in the Beis Medrash?
It was in the hallway.
He said Beis Medrash is Nishkin Park.
So Blazer Hardetsky was very strong. Blazer Hardetsky. He used to call him Blazer Godler.
Blazer said this?
Blazer Hardetsky.
Blazer went
and he ripped it out of the floor. He ripped it, it was attached to the floor. Blazer Hardetsky. Blazer Nishkin Park. And he took and he ripped it out of the floor. Huh? Blazer was one of the mirrors there.
But he's one of the mirrors, no?
Blazer, Blazer, Godel, they were good. The Gedal Eilim, they were. In learning, they were Gedal Eilim. Yeah, Blazer, they killed a guy, you know that.
Killed a guy?
Avata. There was a guy who walked into the yeshiva and he was stealing things. Blazer went and killed him.
He was stealing?
Blazer gave him a frask and knocked his neck. The guy fell on the floor.
Died?
Yeah. Smadrish. Dead.
What did he want to do? He wanted to steal?
He was stealing. They caught a guy stealing yeshiva. Reb Blazer went, gave him a frosk, and he killed him. He was very strong.
Chaim Mitzvah.
But I'm Malik.
No.
Chaim Misa.
Altinim, yeah.
Altinim, yeah. But it's not Beirecha. It's still Besen.
Why do we need a Besen?
I don't know. Yeah, Rambam.
We get some Hezen in like 3 years.
Kitzra Baisai. Mishkin Park. All right. The difference of Amal and today. Go to the coffee room in yeshiva.
Could be up here, though. That's my could be up here.
But Yaakov Avinu, they want that there should be a Besen.
You still need a Besen.
By Shechem, there was no Besen.
Shechem, there was no Besen. That was the whole vart. Yeah.
So that's what the Ramban says. Ramban the
Aram.
Okay. I thought we would have a shiur on that.
Bekitzu, Kvardanu, come, let's go back to it. Kvardanu, Apoiskim, Nashim, Tzichin, Lizar, Shei, Kriyasim, Beveis, Haknes, is Bereva. Now, the women are Mechayiv and Kriyas and Megillah, but how much are we Mechayiv them? Will they Mechayiv them with all the Pratim of Beroivam? So let's look at the Ramah, right? Agayis, Ashiva, Tur, the Shach, Afil, Shamin, Yenosh.
Don't Shach Beroivam if you have a Chiyiv.
Huh?
Don't Shach Beroivam if you have a Chiyiv.
It's Chiyiv also.
They don't have a
Chiyiv
to learn it, they have a
Chiyiv
to listen to it.
So what? Maybe it's Beroivam.
Yeah, maybe Beroivam is a listening.
If I have 10
different
chiyuvim
in a thing, right? Each guy has an individual
chiyuv,
not a minion, right? A minion, you need 10 people. But if you have an individual
chiyuv,
just because we're doing the same as
managed, that means it's... Yes, so that's the suffix. That's the hagufi of the suffix. First of all, the suffix of their shaykh to beroivam, because they can't be mitzdarif to an om. And the second shaykh is, maybe their chiyuv is different than men. That's
the ray. The mitzvah
this is the ray. This is you're saying it's not them in the ray.
Yeah.
By Shafer, the mitzvah might be Shmi, and there's a sugya right now. That's the mitzvah, maybe.
So
what are you talking about?
He said women's chiv is only Shmi anyway, so he says they have a different rivah.
By Shafer, it's
Lishmaya,
the Shafer, it's Likroy.
Is there a
rivah
if 10 people are making
kiddush
in this room at the same time?
Yeah.
Or 10 people, or 5 people, or 10 people, or 15 people, is there a rivah in there? Is that... Okay, that guy here is maybe, but let's say stam, individual mitzvah. Each one has to
lul.
Huh?
So mitzvah do lul of the rabbi.
Yeah, someone
told
me that. Yeah,
it's someone's gonna be
mitzvah. Here's Levana, everyone says it's Levana, right?
Does any know Ravon to be mitzvah with
him? It's a gra.
She's a gra.
In yeshivas, they do that. They make one guy makes the bracha
achrayna.
More
kavana.
Yeah, but that's different because everybody has a chiv to say it. Here the question, maybe women don't even have the whole sugya of Beroivam. Yeah. And even if they do, maybe their chiv is not a different type of chiv. It's a chiv shmi, it's a chiv kriya. This is the raid. So let's say there is a chiyuv b'rayvam by women, okay? So let's clarify shaila. Which is more important, the kriyas hayayim? Women go to shul at night, they don't go by day, you know that? Most women who go will go by night.
Women go to shul to hear it.
To hear it, yeah. They'll go by night. But by day, they have somebody reading for them. It's a husband, a das, a yen, somebody. As they fit in the Borough Park.
I'm not
No, I mean, to say is that this thing with the going to shul, they do it. But if the pshat is that the ikka kriya is bayayim, and there is some chiyuv of barayvam, so maybe they should be masadr more to go by day than instead of going by night. The chiyuv would be more by day than to go by night. The ikka kriya is bayayim. That's what I'm saying. That's one nafkamina.
What about the shachiyanus? What do they do with the shachiyanus?
Why, what's the shachiyanus?
The shachiyanus is better.
We make shachiyanus twice anyway.
Shachiyanus the barayvam?
That's a shachiyan, has to be brave, mom.
I'm saying also other mitzvahs hayayim.
Yeah,
that's
not
only in the day.
There's no Bereivam on the
there's
other
side. There's no Bereivam on the bracha.
Anyways, Akoponim over here, they bring down that in Tavshin Samaches, I pointed out that the Kuntras came out from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv says women don't have any way Bereivam. So they could stay home both times. There's no there's no chiv for them. The only shas do they have the chiv of the minion. It's an interesting shaila. Let's see Takad Allah. Let's look at the Shukra. Tafrei Sadik Sif Yud Ches. Go ahead.
Fine.
Okay,
they
need
10.
Okay. Yeah, so that's Mitzdarfus Lasar. Oh. Since it's only a Pesumi Nisa, so you're allowed to have Nash. So what is Ramah? It's a Suffolk in the Ramah, huh? So what's the Maisa? Should a woman... Bottom line is, would you force a woman to go to shul? Maybe not.
Force, no.
How do we force with a gun? That's not what I mean.
Convince.
I don't mean that either. Force her if it's difficult for her. They never went. But let me tell you something. Period. They're going to the letter. I've asked them. My bub didn't know what shul was. And the shul was in her house. Shabbos morning, she would go to shul, and every Shabbos, bub is angry, but I hold you were right. Every Shabbos, she would come and ask, what the parsha's rule is. Every Shabbos.
What the parsha's
what? What parsha's rule is. Every week she would ask my father, Meisalev, what's the high ticket parsha? Could you find it for me? She couldn't find it. Halavai of Ali the Shemamish Kazakimar, what this woman was.
I remember what she's looking at a churro. Yeah. Be masuk, Isha being masuk in a derech and a certain thing. How often does the Isha go out of her house already? You know, there's no such thing as Isha being masuk, you know.
It was different. The Yiddish Imam has been hailing a mention. It was much, much different. Okay, Al Kaponin Rabbi Isa, you hear? So what would you say, Lalach Lamaisa? I don't know. For a woman, it's hard for her. With Binyan in place, the husband should be in the house. Does they flip
internet,
the
internet, blogging.
She's too busy?
Yeah, it's hard for her. She has children. What do you want from her? She has to get babysitter. What?
How can you force away?
I don't mean force with the gun. No, I'm just saying, should you be telling
her? Encourage.
No, should you tell her to go? Or maybe she should leave her alone. But according to one side, she needs asara. What do you think?
You have the 6th, 15th,
there are
Moses Mustafa,
you need asara for Megillah. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Megillah the whole year round.
What is Megillah? What is the Shabbat Machareh by women? What's that Ramah? What is the Shabbat on that Ramah?
Initially,
maybe that's why she did what she did. You can look at it the reverse. If he forced her to go to shul, he wouldn't have given the apple. They tadas. All right, let's go by the way. Okay, I'll call upon him. There's no Bereivam. Minyan, L'chayr is a din of Bereivam, Zok the Ramah. So L'chayr, that's what Rabbi Yashiv was saying. They don't have to go to shul, basically. Women don't have to go to shul. Okay. When is the Zman of Kriyas and Megillah? Let's see, Taka. When is it? to the beginning, Tafresh, the first seat. When is it? When is Kriyas Megillah, Kalayim, the mitzvahs of Kalayim? No, yeah? Tav Pei Zayin.
Also Shachar to...
Okay. Alois HaShachar. Now, what about from Alois till Netz? Yeah?
No, we're talking about the night one. We're talking about the
Shalayla.
That's what
we're talking about.
Shalayla,
which is what? Until lights and nates, if you have an emergency.
Until lights, and if
an emergency nates.
I'm going to shout
highlights. Such a bucky when I have the sheets in front of me.
Steve Kahn Gimel, go ahead.
I'm going to shout you, that's it.
What?
Steve Kahn Gimel, Mr. Burr.
Can you say by nates you can already do both of them?
No.
You Krishma, you could maybe.
It could be Shayat Radhanets. Used to love
they
that.
Talk about that by Krishma.
Mr.
Bursi, you could say Krishma until Alois.
Tough race pays out.
Okay. The question is, could you do both, or is it a type of Sassy?
And then he says there's a
Suffolk,
right? Mr. Bursi's the Suffolk.
Tough
race pays Zion. Steve Cut Gimel.
So
let me show you. So the Magen Avraham brings down from the Halachas of Tanis that there's a tzad that you could do it even after Adanes. So therefore, you should read without a bracha. Now, what's a negel ma'isa? If a guy had a medical emergency at night, well, what other cases? Why would a guy not read the Megillah?
Fall asleep.
A guy falls asleep. I don't know.
Yeah, a bracha.
What else? If a guy fell asleep and he woke up, doesn't deserve to read the Megillah.
They come
from Lebak to Yerushalayim and they have a whole pile of yeshiva. Get drunk by the time I was waiting
for the next because they have the next morning with Yerushalayim.
I was waiting
okay, very 4 good.
O'clock in the morning to get to Minyan to Lane.
And then you fell asleep.
I stepped, but the next morning I couldn't get up. I woke up so late because they made me waste 4 o'clock in the morning.
I
couldn't get a Minyan, but what's with drunk people? No, that's the case.
But if a guy has a medical emergency, it's after Lois HaShach, the stomach can be made to read until that. Okay. Mitzvasa kalalaila. What about before chatzais? Any reason to read before chatzais? We're going to talk about it. Yeah. No. No.
Before chatzais.
Yeah. It's kalalaila.
Same reason with like Krishma.
If it's a drabbanan.
So you tell me.
The night is a drabbanan.
So tell me. No.
It's another nafmi. The night is a drabbanan.
No. Mr. Megillah is a drabbanan.
What?
It's
not the Kabbalah of the night. Only the day.
Right.
So only the day is the Kabbalah.
So could you read me the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah say anything about reading it before chatzais? Let's say a guy wants to make a minyan at 1 o'clock in the morning to read the Megillah. There's a lot to do it, Lechayra, huh? There's no Mishnah Berurah on it, huh? Mitzvah's Kala Laila. Does it say anywhere that you have to come and read the Megillah right away after watch record?
Well,
it's reasonable
to
do the mitzvah. Well, so maybe. So I bring down Lechayra, and then I bring down that this year, Tavshin Samaches, because the Kuntras that came out from Yashiv, and he brings down
that. How does that the dish?
Can I tell you the emes?
What does it say?
Rabbi Yashiv brings down that there's a dinner's reason, Magdimin, and therefore Yitak is supposed to do it right away, at the beginning of the night. Even though it's not brought down the pipes.
Even though, what about the Zilam Minyan?
Why should I bring it down specifically over here?
Like Krishma, that's right about it, huh?
If I can't get a Minyan, should I let myself to Megillah?
That's nice, though.
If I can't find a minion before Chatzos, I should do myself, I should wait for...
Maybe. Adram, it's a good shayla. Maybe. That's the shayla. That's the shayla is what's the zman. Okay.
Why are you going to mass with the game was...
Which mice are the guy?
They could have a minion. He hired the people.
The dust is shining.
For what?
Think
he couldn't have him. He didn't have
no,
a McGill.
He missed. He was.
He's
he
a Gaul.
I'm traveling. McGaulus. He missed the minion. He just came after. So he couldn't get a minion. So he paid 10 people to come to the McGill. As soon as they started leaving, they started laughing and they walked out on him. He was crying that he couldn't blame the minion.
Why did he start laughing at him?
I don't know.
Because they took his money and ran off.
He ran away. He was all involved.
You mean he was in Gaul? You mean he was...
In Gaul, they didn't know what. He saw a guy. He saw...
Who is
this?
The guy,
I don't know. His famous Meister.
I don't know this guy, so what happened?
So what are they trying to bring out from this mice?
The
beast?
Bring out from this mice was
the guy was very upset for what time in his life that he
came
couldn't
late,
live
and
to
looking, he should have lent it. It was, I think, after
the what? There was something else. There's a story behind this. The what? You just said something. What was the limud from the story?
I was trying to be right, that's all.
Yeah, but I don't see. You mean he wasn't Yaitza Megillah because he wasn't.
Why? Was his man?
Yeah, but you said that they all walked out, so he didn't have 10 people.
Yeah, he was very upset. Yeah.
So we need something. He was Yaitza Kikim Kil Hassel. What do you mean?
He was so upset because of that. He was upset for who knows
how much better Maisa Shalohaya.
Why didn't
the
Elamain?
The old Elamain, yeah.
The story about, obviously not true, the story about a Kehila that didn't have a Megillah, and there was like a big storm, whatever, and they, like one of the weather, there was like a kid was supposed to bring it from elsewhere, didn't bring it, and they were waiting and planning, should they read, whatever, and this and that, until finally he came very, very late, whatever, the whole Gantz is out. So that's an interesting scenario. Well, what would happen if they're waiting for a Megillah? They don't have a Megillah. People are waiting to eat. Should they eat and then
eating is something else. Eating is a different.
Fine, subject. But I'm saying
that we'll get to later. I hold you a lot eat before Megillah. I'll show you later. It's before Shiraz. Okay, we'll talk. What do you mean?
It's a mitzvah to eat. So you give mazuzah.
Dream of Megillah by Mila. What do you mean?
Achilah. I remember.
Eating is different, so you can only eat before mitzvah.
You can eat.
We'll talk about it if you'll eat before Megillah.
I remember Moshe's Levaya on the bus back from New York to Baltimore. When the Tannis was over, they made an announcement, there's cake, if anybody needs to eat, they could have it. Because it was a Tannis.
First of all, it's Moshe's Shita, that once this man of Megillah comes, you'll have to read.
You made an announcement on the way back?
No, on our bus, the Nesor bus. They made an announcement.
On the way back.
Yeah, if anybody's hungry, we have cake, you could eat. Saying a lot of most people waited.
Well, first of all, is it the Shimer? We'll talk about all these halachas. We're going to get to it. 50, Rabbi say 58 chidushim. We have 58 chidushim halacha, and we only did four, so let's move along. We have a lot to do here. Okay, Zman Kriyas Halayla in America is 50 minutes from Shkiyas Hacham. Okay? Says 50. Says Ramaisha. Why? Because it's only Drabbanan. Velav de Yaisa. Okay, Igris Moshe Chelik Dalit Simas Samach Beis.
50 minutes.
Ramosha held for every Drabbanan's 50 minutes.
Why not? That was the Fatula from Moshe. I thought 42 officially.
42. And Rabbi David hiked it up to 44, 45. David made a chayyah. He was chaylik Ramosha. He hiked it up, and as soon as Ramosha was nifted, they changed the calendars. That was the first Yerushalayim calendar, 45. And then for Shabbos, it's either 55 or 60. That's Ramosha. He says since it's only Drabbanan, so therefore you can be Mekel.
50, what? You just said 42, 45, so where's 50 going?
That's Ramosha says, 50 minutes. That's what he says.
It's like give a leeway,
I asked this to what's his name? I asked this to Bluth. Rabluth's time is not. Or Bluth's time is, yeah, I'm sorry, Rabluth told me, yeah. Rabluth told me that for himself he waited 72. He came to visit Shimi once. He waited 72.
Shimi what? Who's Shimi?
Shimi the Mile. Shimi, what's his name again? Mile. Shimi Hess.
Who
so, Rabluth, he's an aide by Rabluth. So when he came to visit Rabluth, what time tomorrow? What time?
Shabbos
8:00.
Where is it?
Neighbor. Where?
One of the
two
people
in
the menu.
Where is it?
Raven.
Carinetta. I know where Carinetta is.
You almost live there.
Central. First Street by Central.
Wait a minute, doesn't what's his name have the shul over there, the Rabbi Bari?
No.
Rabbi Cohen.
Yeah,
goes around and around. This
Carinetta is before sunset. The right before sunset.
Okay, Rabbi, say. Okay, we'll find it. Now, Lemaisis, I have a shtickle kasha. What do you do with this Mishnah Berurah? Mishnah Berurah Tafrei Tzadik Bei, Siv Katan Tes Zayin. That the Mishnah Berurah says that it's a very chomedik drabbanan because actually it's closer to the Reish of the drabbanan. Tafrei Tzadik Bei, Siv Katan Tes Zayin. Go ahead. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you were Safi Karas and Megillah, why don't you say Safi drabbanan Lakula? Safi the Mishnah Berurah, because it's actually more chomer. It's Dibri Kabbalah, which is chomer Shaksal
Taiba. That's the day, wow.
Okay, let's see.
What is it?
Siv Katan Tes Zayin. Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Something in cars and gill. Actually, the was asked to run a Google mission that we become
polite. So Evil Zogus is not by tug. It's going by day
dog. We're talking about eating over here. You want to eat something.
You want to eat something. What's it talking about?
I feel like kind of culture. I knew
that this was going to happen. Okay. It's talking about the night. The case is talking about the night. And the Mishavu Zog. Supik, maybe it's chama. So if she can be machir for a maishi, no, it's not so chama. Huh? Maishi is rabbana. You can be saimich. That's like all the rabbanos, huh? Unless it's an andalach and chaimer and zman. Maishi
is not stamad rabbana.
I'm saying it's not stamad rabbana. You should have to wait. No, like the ari, like it. It's a beautiful hara. Beautiful hara. Beautiful hara. Now there's 58 of these haras, but it gets more and more interesting. I talk about things that nobody else talks about. Hearing aids and microphones and all the stuff.
They talk about hearing.
Yeah, hearing aids. But no, but
holds the microphone.
I remember Puparuv. The Puparuv's chroinal vrucha. He used to say on the microphone. I remember. I heard it my own ears. Megillah. I heard Megillah from him on the
microphone.
Isaac took me to the Puparuv.
You heard Megillah about the Puparuv? Why?
Eisberg was my Rebbe, my 8th grade Rebbe, and he lived in Williamsburg, and it was a big thing to go to his house. If you were the best kid in the class, like, you would go to his house with Purim. You guys got a good story out of me, because what happened was he used to get me to go, so if you were the best kid, the three best kids in the class would get it to go to his house with Purim, and it was supposed to be very short. Kids would say, hey, get to the Purim, and the time of the I'll let Buddha go to Williamsburg. Now the Puparuv used the Vayan Yois. He's like Grace of Poison, you know that? The Vayan Yois, the Puparuv was considered a poison. You see the kids are so, by the night, he played a shtickle trick on me. He gave me a drink vodka. I was a 13-year-old boy. He told me it was a bitter. Nem chala. Now the yeast inside the vodka, together with the chala, makes the vodka much, much, much worse. It burnt my mouth like you never saw. Burnt my mouth like you never saw. It was so bad. I can't even tell you how bad it was. Kids, he was laughing, and I got into gelecht. No, my Rebbe. No. And the more it was burning me, the more he told me, and it was getting worse. So I'll tell you part B to the story. There's a part B to the story. You'll get it. You'll get it. Eventually, by Purim, you'll get it. There's no money. Okay, it's a different thing. I took the comment, but all right. He used to make his coffee. I put salt into the coffee. Took the comment. Okay, let's go out,
please.
Okay, so let's go weiter.
Part C to the story.
So let's go weiter. Nach haben wir noch 2, wir haben mehr. Still no mehr.
Sorry.
Oh,
we have a minute.
We have a minute.
Okay, so we'll finish. Anyway, have to wait.
Before the light of sunset. Make a right, and the second house is the right. Not a fancy house. The corner is the guy who was built over Yanai. The next house.
I think that changed from last time. I think that changed from last time. I don't think it was Schweizerhoff last time.
But is it, there's another guy I get you confused with, though. Who's the other guy's name?
Saria.
Saria, why do I get you two guys?
I don't know.
Where's he at? You don't see him a lot. He's here. He's very good, he's very learned. He's ready for Mary?
What's it called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I know. Let me ask you a quick question.
A couple of weeks. A week?
With shock reset, it's like you can think of like Abraham, and then from so keep this in mind though. Think of a parsha with each one.
I'm going to go to the next one. Amen.